Hello everyone, welcome back to All Whack. Today I'm coming to you from outside. It's a pretty nice day today, so I thought, you know, why not record outside? You know, it's like having class outside. That was my favorite. I love having class outside. But I don't have my headphones on, so, you know, you'll probably hear a lot of excess noise, but I think that's kind of fun, you know, having the crows in the background and all the birds. And I might get attacked by a bee, so that'll be a fun time. I mean, I'll let it attack me, but, like, I won't enjoy it, you know? But I hope you enjoy, if it happens, I hope you enjoy the sound effects and all the things that happen. So in today's episode, I thought we could talk about values. Now, I'm kind of winging this episode. I have, like, my brief notes and you know, points I want to talk about, but I'm, you know, mostly winging it this time. So, because I'm, right now in my life, it's a weird time. I'm feeling a little lost, feeling a little stuck, so I'm trying to think of ways that I can, you know, move past that and think of, you know, just what I want to do with my life at this point and, you know, how I want to live. And then hopefully me just talking out loud helps you if you're also feeling the same way or you know, you're struggling with something and you want to get through it. Let me know. I would love to help and just hear where you're at and, you know, see if I have advice for you or maybe you have advice for me. That would be awesome. But today we're going to talk about values and what I value in my life and what I want to do with life and that kind of a thing. So I'm going to just list off some things that I value. They're not in a particular order or category or anything. They're just a list that I wrote down and here it is. So things that I value or that bring value into my life, not only that I value, but they bring some kind of value to me also emotionally or what have you. And those are my friends and family. I have amazing friends. I've had to cut out some people definitely, but I do have now some amazing friends or, you know, people I can talk to about anything. And it's not weird or awkward, and it just is natural conversation and just wonderful people in my life. And my family, I don't always get along with anyone in my family or, you know, talk to a lot of people in my distant family. I mean, my immediate family, of course, yeah, but my distant family I don't always talk to, and I'm okay with that because that's kind of how it's always been. And the people in my family that I do talk to, I do value those conversations and that time that I do spend with them, whether it be an hour, you know, 10 minutes, all day, whatever it is, you know, I do value that time because those are people that I do love and I like to see and spend time with. So that time really brings a lot of value to me. Writing, whatever I'm writing, a podcast, a poem, a song, a short story. I'm working on a book right now. No idea where it's going to go or where I'm taking it. I'm just writing it to see how much of it I can write and just kind of go for it. But I mean, that time really brings a lot of value to me and the work that I put into it. Reading, I get a lot of value from reading, whether it be knowledge in general. You know, I enjoy, or I also enjoy a good fiction story. I love fiction. And I've really gotten into reading, like, nonfiction. I really enjoy it. It's a nice change for me. I enjoy also reading poetry. You know, just reading. I love to read. And then another thing that really, it brings a lot of value to me because it does help in lots of ways is KEXP. And if you haven't heard of KEXP, it's an independent radio show in Seattle on 90.3. And they play so much music. I was listening to them because usually I listen to KEXP or podcasts or music while I'm driving. But last week I just listened to KEXP the whole week while I was in my car. And they were doing a fundraiser for the whole year. And it was spectacular. And I loved, and they're ad-free. So they don't play any advertisements or anything. And they play lots and lots of music that's all different. It's not in the top 40, usually, you know. It's not in the top 40. But really, the top 40 is, like, the top four with all the other remixes of those four songs. So, I mean, not my idea of a good time. But, you know, KEXP has brought a lot of value to my life, especially in the last couple of weeks, because I've just been struggling, and I'm like, I don't know if I need new music in my life, or I need, you know, just other people talking, I don't know, just kind of listen to things. And podcasts also bring a lot of value. Just hearing stories from people, or, you know, I listen to The Minimalists a lot, and Kaylin Nicholson, I listen to her. I don't listen to podcasts as much as I'd like to, but those are the two main ones that I listen to a lot. And music in general brings a lot of value to my life. Writing it, listening to it, sharing it, receiving it, I love it. It helps me a lot. And pets, my pets. I have 5 dogs, and I love most of them. I have Ranger and Leo, my family considers to be my 2 dogs, which is fine. I love them. They're my boys, and, you know, whenever I'm upset or anything, Ranger is 10, and he's gotten really good at figuring out when I'm having a lot of anxiety or depression, and he comes and he lays with me and, you know, wants me to pet him. But I mean, when I'm stressed, he's stressed, and I feel bad. I'm like, oh no, I don't want him to be stressed because I'm stressed. That's not how it's supposed to work. But yeah, I love those 2. They're wonderful. And a thing that also brings a lot of value to my life, again, these are in no particular order. They're really random. I'm just kind of going off my list here. But I've recently been trying to change my lifestyle to living more sustainably. So I'm working towards living a more sustainable life, meaning I don't really go to a lot of department stores and shop anymore. I go to, like, a lot of thrift stores to get my clothes and dishes or, you know, cups or whatever I need. I don't really, and some people think that's weird, but I mean, it's more sustainable for the planet because you're not adding to the production. Yep, here's a bee. I hear it. What's up, my bud? Oh god, it's a wasp. Lovely. Maybe if I just don't look at it, it won't look at me and it won't come near me. But I have my water here, so it's probably gonna want my water. It can have my water. I don't need it that bad. It's fine. I have succumbed to the wasp. It can just have everything. I don't care. But living more sustainably, and eating better. I'm trying to go vegetarian. And so far that's going pretty well, which makes me feel really good, about that. And then eventually I'd like to be entirely vegan, but I know it's really hard to just cut everything off cold turkey, because I tried to do that and it was really, really difficult because I was like, I can't find food anywhere in the house. So that was just not a thing I could do immediately, so I'm working my way towards that. Another thing that I really value in other people and myself is ambition and working hard towards the things that you want to do or want to accomplish. Because I feel like if you have a lot of people around you that are really ambitious and persistent, then those qualities can rub off on you and be such an amazing, amazing thing for not only you to gain that, I guess, skill or, you know, that ethic, that work ethic towards doing the things that you want to do. And, you know, get that confidence and influence to actually be ambitious and persistent and keep working towards the things that you want to work towards. I think having those qualities are an amazing thing to have, not only in yourself, but the people around you. Water break. I need some water. I encourage you all to drink water right now as well. So good. Water's life. Water gang. as Cody and I like to say, water gang. So, things that I want to do is I want to work towards the things that add value to my life. I want to cut things out, people and things out of my life that don't serve my values or, you know, align with my values. I think it's really important to have those things in your life that do add to your values. So, you know, sometimes, sorry, gotta move right now. Sometimes we buy or have things that we think other people will like, but the thing we have doesn't align with our own value, which, you know, the minimalists talk about this a lot because, you know, we try to impress other people with the things we have, or the things we can afford and buy. But really, do you want those things, or are you just doing it or buying something because you can afford it? Because right now I could afford quite a few things if I really wanted them to impress other people, but I don't, because I would much rather save my money to do things that I would want to do. Like, I really want to travel. I want to go to Australia, and I could right now if I wanted to. It's just a matter of getting the vacation time to do it. But, you know, that's, to me, a better way for me to spend my money is to travel and get the experience and, you know, live my dream that I've been wanting to do for 4 years now, is, you know, going to Australia and experiencing it. And everybody thinks I'm crazy because they're like, you will die there. And I go, you know what? That would be okay, because then at least I would have gotten to go and see it. And, you know, that's one thing that is really important to me right now, you know, and I'm working towards that goal to go there. So, going through, like, today I was going through my clothes and my dresses and things, because I was like, oh, it's looks like it might get warmer before it starts the rainy season, so I can, you know, actually wear my dresses and shorts and things that I have. But, oh, somebody's, like, crushing something over there. That's kind of cool. So, it's a cool sound, but I can't see what's going on. But I was, you know, I was going through my clothes again, and Jordan, I love Jordan, because she goes, I love how you're in a constant state of purge. And I go, you know, I am, because sometimes I'm just like, you know, I wanted this yesterday, but I don't want it today, so it's gonna go by. I don't need it. But my point being is I was kind of implementing the Marie Kondo method. You know, does it spark joy? And then I started thinking about this more, because even when I was watching the Marie Kondo show on Netflix, I was thinking, you know, does this spark joy? And I go, not really. You know, and I tried all my dresses on and they still fit, but I was like, I don't really like it. It's not my style anymore. It was my style maybe a year or 2 years ago. And, you know, it's just not that, it's not what I feel like my style is. So I'm like, no, it does not spark joy for me anymore. It's cute, but it doesn't spark joy for me anymore, so I'm gonna let it go. But then I started thinking deeper about it, and I go, you can kind of do the same thing with people. Like, does this person spark joy for you, or, you know, do they add value to your values, or, you know, to just your general well-being? Do you feel like that person adds to that? And a lot of the time for me, when I thought of certain people, like, there are specific people that I go, yes, they do. They add so much value to my life. I enjoy being around them. I enjoy the person I am when I am around them. And, you know, I get a lot of value from that time in that relationship. But some people I would think about and I go, no, they're exhausting and I feel like everything I do is wrong. And they don't, you know, it's a one-sided conversation / relationship. And so, you know, some people I cut out respectfully, and some people I was like, I don't really know how to deal with you on a regular basis, so I'm just gonna stop talking to you and just kind of see how that goes and then go from there, you know. But there are some people that I've had to cut out because it's just, they're not, they don't align with my values or what I value in other people, or what I value in my relationships with those people. So, you know, obviously the Marie Kondo method can be a little difficult if it's like a coworker or somebody you have to see every day, but, you know, there are ways you can kind of deal with it, but for me, it's hard for me because I try so hard to be positive, or, you know, I don't try so hard, but I try to stay positive when I can, when my depression is really bad, because, you know, I don't want it to get worse, and I don't want to linger on that feeling. I want to move past it, you know, kind of feel it, acknowledge it, and be like, hey, friend, like, what's going on? How can I really help myself right now before I have to go to other people and be like, man, I am not feeling like myself. I don't feel positive. I don't feel, you know, I just don't feel like me. And, you know, I try to work through that. But, you know, the people around you can really affect your mood, and especially coworkers. You want to get along with your coworkers and or people you have to see every day. But, you know, sometimes some people just are relentless and don't care, and you're like, even if you talk to them, you know, sometimes some people are like, oh man, like, I had no idea you felt this way. I'm so sorry. You know, and they're pretty understanding, but there are some people who are just like, well, you should just get over it, you know, because I don't know if they haven't dealt with depression or people with depression, or, you know, I don't know what their backstory is on that, but, you know, sometimes those people can be hard to cut out. And then, I mean, ultimately, if you can, and it's really, really bothering you, maybe just switch jobs or find something different. Talk to your boss. I mean, do what you can to make sure that your situation adds the most value to your life. And, you know, I mean, why keep people or things around you if you, you know, aren't getting any sort of value from them, or, you know, happiness, or if they just genuinely or generally don't add value to your life and, you know, help you with your life journey? You know, why keep those people around, or why keep yourself around those situations? And that's something that I'm working on too, is does this situation add value? Does it help me in any way? Am I learning from it? Or have I learned from it and I'm just sticking with it because it's safe and that's what I know? That kind of thing. So that's just something that I'm working on. And if you're working on that too, that's awesome. Let me know how your journey's going. I'd love to hear. You can follow me on Instagram and Twitter at Zoinks, it's Jackie. And then All Whack has an Instagram now. It's at All Whack Podcast. And it'd mean a great deal if you gave it a follow. And then we also have a Facebook page, All Whack Podcast. If you shot over there and gave it a like, that would be amazing. And I will talk to you all next week. Stay groovy.